This Saturday's election's likely to be decided, as it is so often, on the economic agenda of both the major parties. But in this last week, a couple of issues have emerged as sleepers that have the potential to affect the result in a handful of marginal seats. And one of them is religious freedom, as we've mentioned already. It was an issue raised in the final debate last week between Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten. And a new poll out today, commissioned by the Institute for Civil Society, suggests the issue has traction. But could it be decisive? Andrew West joins us now from a Religion and Ethics Report. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Fran.
So who commissioned this polling and what does it tell us?
Yeah, this polling was commissioned by the Institute for Civil Society, which you would probably class as a sort of classical liberal organisation, very concerned about questions of free speech and religious freedom. What the poll shows is that there is very strong support, at least as a concept, for religious freedom. That is, do you agree or disagree that freedoms should be protected, allowing freedom of thought, conscience and belief in public through speech, practice and teaching? 80% of coalition voters agreed with that. 74% of Labour voters agreed with that. So the difference between the supporters of the two major parties is not that great.
But does it go to the positions of the parties?
It looks specifically at questions of whether schools should be able to teach their doctrine, as to whether they should be able to employ people who share their doctrine, as to whether you should be able to manifest these beliefs in public. What the poll doesn't show is how much of a priority religious freedom is for voters. Certainly when asked about religious freedom questions, voters say yes, absolutely, conceptually, we believe, by 80%, 75% in the case of Labour voters, these are very important, but it doesn't rank it as necessarily a top priority. Where your question, I think, is particularly perceptive is where this might have some difference at the margins. Last week we heard that there's 172,000 Pentecostal voters in Queensland, many scattered through marginal seats. Some of them, if they're on the margins because they're very concerned about issues like climate change, would they tip on questions of religious freedom? But it's also a lot of Muslim voters as well in Western Sydney. Again, not likely to be the decisive vote for them. But if you're looking, if you're undecided, it could help shape your vote, which is why Bill Shorten has been very careful to sort of parse this issue. On the one hand this, on the other hand that. So,
and the Prime Minister more definitive. I mean, he says when asked that he supports religious discrimination legislation.
Yeah, although, you know, of course, we did have that very odd circumstance a day or so ago where people were being asked about gay people and hell,
yes,
which, you know, is something that I haven't heard of in 30 years
heaven
following elections. Yeah,
Andrew, the Australian Catholic bishops have issued a pre-election statement which mentions religious freedom.
Yeah.
It doesn't dwell on it. What are they emphasising?
Yeah, interestingly, this is a very humble statement from the Catholic Church. Every election, the bishops put out a statement asking people, not advocating a vote, but just asking them to reflect on a series of issues. What's interesting is that at the very top of the statement, it says the ongoing revelations of child sexual abuse have undermined the credibility of the Catholic Church and particularly the credibility of the bishops. We have no monopoly on truth. So it's a very upfront, honest statement. They go on really to emphasise things like the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the right of asylum seekers to seek asylum in Australia and to be processed on shore. They speak very strongly about a living wage. They speak about the importance of foreign aid. They do mention religious freedom. They also, of course, mention aid to Catholic schools and say that
relatively even-handed, would you say?
And certainly not partisan, but what it's trying to elevate is questions of the common good over the private interest. And so it is an interesting statement. It's brief, but it is non-partisan.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Fran.
Andrew West, bringing you the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN, or of course anytime on the ABC Listen app.